Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us, Corey Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jackson?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being on the show. Obviously, so much going on with your many projects.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So let's talk about Stone Sour, a double concept album described musically as Pink Floyd meets Alice in Chains and with a corresponding comic book. Sounds like a major creative undertaking. What got the ball rolling?
This was something that I was actually thinking about when we were making Audio Secrecy. And honestly, it came from all the little bits and pieces that were kind of left over after we were kind of done with the initial recording for Audio Secrecy. But I'd had a story kind of wrapped in my head for a while. And I just kind of started, you know, really trying to envision what it would be like, you know, especially in this day and age when everyone's so single, you know, like single-minded, you know, absolute pun intended there. But I was like, you know what? I mean, screw the industry. Like, if I wanted to make something, like really make something that was just above and beyond a piece of art, but also, you know, great music and something that could really fire on every artistic cylinder, you know, what would it be? You know, and I really kind of started, you know, fleshing the story out early on. Then, you know, obviously, you know, certain things happened that really kind of drew me away from anything artistic. I mean, Paul died, you know, and then about a year later, you know, Roy had a stroke. So everything really kind of went topsy-turvy for me for a little bit. But right about the middle of the Sonosphere shows that we were doing with Slipknot, I was really, really thinking about the Stone Sour for some reason. And that's when I really started to kind of put a lot of pieces together and started really kind of, and I fleshed the story out while I was on the road. And I actually, you know, a lot of the songs that I wrote for the albums, I wrote on the road. So by the time I got back, I was like chomping at the bit to do some demos and whatnot. And that's really kind of where it started from.
Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor. House of Golden Bones, Part 1, comes out in stores October 23rd. Let's check out a tune from it. This is Absolute Zero. Metal Jackie with Stone Sour and Absolute Zero off House of Golden Bones Part 1, which will be out in stores October 23rd. The second half of the album will come out next year, probably around May. Corey Taylor's with us on the show tonight, just talking about this being a concept album. Corey, looking back, what part of doing a concept album were you least prepared for?
I gotta be honest, I was pretty set to do whatever it took. The thing that really I had to remember was that the lyrics were a narrative, you know? I mean, that's really where I had to kind of focus and make sure that I was kind of telling the story the way it should be told. Because basically, the songs are the internal dialogue for the characters that are basically in the story itself. So when you listen to the music and you read the story, you almost get this 3D kind of experience, you know, like you're reading the story, but you're also getting what they're thinking, you know. So for me, the real challenge was to make sure that I maintained the integrity of that and made sure that each character had their own little bit to say and had their own little hero moment and whatnot, and that everything that we tried to do musically and creatively was a nice reflection, and everything enhanced the story. But it was so much fun. I mean, it was a lot of work, but it was so much fun as well. I mean, you know, working with Dave, he was really able to pull all this great material out of us, you know, basically doing 2 albums in the space it takes to make one. So, I mean, it wasn't a lot of work. It was just a lot of fun at the end of the day.
Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor on the show. Quick break. Still to come, though, tonight, music from As I Lay Dying, a premiere from Death Clock, and more with Corey Taylor on the way. Full Metal Jackie, that was Thy Will Be Done, and You, the Apathy Divine. And don't forget, playlists for the show are posted at FullMetalJackieRadio.com, where you'll also find metal news, videos, contests, merch, and lots more. Corey Taylor is with us on the show tonight talking about Stone Sour and your upcoming album. And now that you've got the experience of recording a concept album, does that open the door for maybe Slipknot to try one as well?
Maybe. I don't know. This was a lot of work, you know. If it was a single concept album, maybe. But, I mean, it was almost like trying to play basketball in a trench. You know, it's just like you know what you want to do, you know what you want to try and do, but you're already 4 feet in the ground, for Christ's sakes. You don't know what, you know. So it was kind of like, you know, kind of running against the breakers, basically. But, you know, the end result is so satisfying, you know. So maybe, you know, I mean, I hate to say never anytime because, you know, the more you announce your plans out loud, the more you make God laugh. So to me, it's more about just kind of waiting and seeing what happens, you know. And, you know, I can't say that, you know, doing it with five people was a kick in the ass. I don't even know what the hell would happen with nine.
It's Full Metal Jacket. You got to take a quick break, but we've got more metal and more with Corey Taylor on the way. Full Metal Jacket with Baroness and Isaac. Baroness, by the way, back home and recovering after a serious bus accident in England last month. Death Clock was before that. I premiered a new tune from them called Crush the Industry, which you can find on their new album, Metalocalypse Death Clock, Death Album 3, which comes out October 16th. Full Metal Jacket with Corey Taylor on the show with us talking about the new Stone Sour album. Gotta ask you, though, about Knotfest, which happened recently. You're in Iowa, home to Slipknot, playing there for the first time without Paul. It was also Randy from Lamb of God's first gig after being released from a Czech prison. How wild was your range of emotion at that first Knotfest show?
It was pretty crazy. I mean, I drove up there on my own, and, you know, the whole way there, I was like, I mean, you're going through the practical emotions of, God, is anybody going to be there? You know, I mean, it's your own gig, but it's bigger than your own gig, you know, like you're trying to start something, you know, you're trying to set the stage for something that can live for, you know, a few more years after you're done. And you know, the only thing that I'm worried about is, like, is there going to be anyone there? So when I was driving in and I saw all the people, I was immediately just, oh, thank God, you know. But, you know, Randy was the first person I went to try and find when I got to the gig. And knowing that this was really, you know, his first taste of it back, you know, and he was so stoked, man. I ran up, gave him a huge hug, and, you know, we talked a little bit, and he was just like, dude, I cannot wait to get on that stage and just let so much go. And they put on one hell of a show. Like, I was so proud of him and the band to be able to rise above everything that had been thrown at them in the last couple of months. You know, but then, you know, I kind of had to turn my mind back to the business at hand and basically realize, like, this is the beginning of something that we're trying to build. You know, we want Knotfest to kind of become its own household name when it comes to festivals, kind of like, you know, the way Ozfest is. So there was a lot of anxiety on my part, but then you go out on stage and that audience just rolls that positivity back at you and you just eat it up, you know. And, you know, we went above and beyond for the kids, and, you know, I think Paulie would have been proud.
Full Metal Jacket with Corey Taylor on the show. Coming up, music from Creator, Devin Townsend Project, and more with Corey. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket with new music from As I Lay Dying. Their album, Awakened, comes out September 25th. Creator was before that. Again, playlists for the show can be found at FullMetalJackieRadio.com. New on the site, by the way, the Full Metal Jacket Shop, where you can find not only Full Metal Jacket gear, but also merch from all of your favorite hard rock and metal bands. So go to the website and just click on Shop. We've got Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour on the show with us. And we were just talking about Knotfest, which, of course, was your first festival that you guys put together. Corey, did you take your experiences from all the festivals you've been on over the years? Because you have been on all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that was kind of one of the things that got us thinking about wanting to do our own festival in the first place. You know, we had been extremely lucky to have been part of a lot of really good festivals. Everything from Ozfest here in the States to Soundwave in Australia. I mean, all the wonderful festivals that are over in Europe. You know, we would walk around and we'd go, you know, this is really cool, but if we were going to do one, you know, and then that was seriously an 11-year conversation. Like, every time we'd be on one of those things, we'd be like, you know what, this is awesome. That's really cool. But if we get to do, you know, I mean, so it was really something that we had been talking about for a long, long time. And, you know, about a year ago, we found ourselves, you know, surrounded by the best people in the business to help us really achieve this. You know, one thing led to another, and all of a sudden, all of these things that we had talked about or sketched on a piece of paper or written down on a napkin, all these crazy ideas just came rushing to the surface, you know? And I can only take a little bit of credit for that. I mean, the 99% of the credit for everything that happened in Ozzfest, you know, creatively, that was all Sean Cran. That was all the clown. He put day and night, put so much work into it that, you know, I was proud of him when we got there and we saw it all, you know, physically realized. And I was just so stoked that, you know, we were able to pull it off that I just gave him a huge hug and I was like, well here it is, you know, if we're going to make a mess, this is the way we're going to do it. You know, it was great, you know, I mean, everything from, you know, the Slipknot Museum to the crazy pagan fire everywhere. I mean, Jesus, it was insane. But it was a blast. I was really proud to be a part of it.
Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor on the show, and this is Refused. Death and lack of comprehension. It is Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor on the show. And Corey, what's the timeline like for what's to come between Slipknot and Stone Sour?
Stone Sour is going to dominate the next year and a half, 2 years for me, obviously. I mean, we're going to have two albums coming out. I'm right now fleshing out an outline for the comic books that we're going to put out. I can't tell you the company because we're waiting for a big reveal on that, but it's going to be really, really cool. You know, getting all the artwork together, trying to hit as many territories as possible two or three times just to be able to get a real good album cycle out of this and hopefully have this lead to something even bigger and better for that. Probably in the next year or so, we'll start kind of talking musically with Slipknot and seeing where it's at. I know there's some demos here and there that are kind of floating around, but nothing solid. And I've been jotting down some ideas and whatnot. But the next 2 years are solid, solid, solid Stone Sour. Will there be the random Slipknot show here and there? Probably, but no major tours. But, you know, I mean, the more stuff that we do with Slipknot, you know, the closer we get to that next step and being able to walk into a studio and feel okay about it. You know, I mean, it's going to be very daunting, but when the time is right, we're going to do it. So, you know, other than that, working on my next book and working on this damn film company with Sean and just, oh my God, it's you know, you'd think I'd leave enough time in the day for me to sleep at some point.
Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor right now. New music from Devin Townsend Project. This is Lucky Animals. That was Devin Townsend Project and Lucky Animals, a song I premiered a month or so ago, and that comes off the album Epicloud, which will be out on Tuesday. Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor on the show, just talking about everything that you have going on. And I mean, do you feel uncomfortable with nothing going on? Is that why you fill your time with like a million different projects?
I must be. You know, I must be one of those dudes that just, you know. But it's my own damn fault. I have ideas every day. And, you know, if I'm not carrying a pad of paper around, I'm typing it into the notes thing on my iPhone, and it's just ridiculous, man. Like, I you know, idle hands are the devil's plaything, and I can't be the devil's plaything. I got to be the devil, you know? I got to be the guy making it all happen, so.
Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us. Really appreciate you being on the show and looking forward to what's to come with Stone Sour and with Slipknot. Congratulations on a successful Knotfest. I know it wasn't an easy feat to pull off, but you guys did it. And good luck with everything that's to come.
Thank you very much, Jack. I appreciate that.